We are now on Hachat Shabbos in Simen Shen Ayin Zayin. Malachas Eivin, Rish Mavav Meralf. Din Shtei Aliyas Da'alocha of two upper stories, Zukeneged to one opposite the other one. Pesuchas Lachatzar opened up into a corner. Beis Hevichad, in his one paragraph, says Mechabes Sev Alef Shtei Aliyas. In addition, number one has an introduction over here. Shechanach Paskins in Shin Nun Zayin, Sev Alef, that someone that has a Chatzar, that its size is 4x4 amas. There's a lot of pour his water into this chatzar, even if the water subsequently goes out from the chatzar to the shusher amas, because since that's not his intention. But if the chatzar is smaller than dalar amas, then he's not allowed to pour in his water. The reason for the difference, since Chazal estimated that a chatzar that is the size of 4x4 amas will absorb 2 sa of water, which is the quantity of water that's needed for a regular person's utility per day, without making the ground of his chatzar filthy. So therefore, there's no concern that maybe he's going to pour his water out directly into Rosh Hashanah. But if the chatzar doesn't have 4x4 amas, he has to be concerned that he's going to pour his water from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah because he doesn't want to make his courtyard filthy. However, if he made in the chatzar a guma, a pit, that contains 2 sa of water, there's a lot of pour it over there because since the water pours into the pit, and it doesn't make his chatzah dirty, so if you don't have to be concerned that he's going to pour it into the Rosh Hashanah, and then even if at the end the water goes out from his kayach, his power, his strength, Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be permitted because that's not his intention. And this siman is going to be explained. What's the halacha in a case that you have in the chatzah 2 upper stories, and each upper story has many residents, that each one opens up to a mepeset, to a porch, and the chatzah between them, and only the members of 1 upper story made a guma, a pit, in the chatzar, as the dishu brings the picture. You see, they could pour into a pit, but not the other side. When is it permitted for the members of the 2 upper stories to pour their water into the chatzar? And when is it permitted only for the members of the upper story that made a pit to pour the water? I told you, it's going to explain in which case is it permitted to pour the water. So it says the Mechaber, Shtei Aliyas, the 2 upper stories of Psuchus L'chatzar that open up to a courtyard, Zukeneged, to one opposite the other. One made a pit in the courtyard, so that it could pour into the courtyard, that doesn't have 4 amas, it's water. And the second one did not make a pit. If they made an erev together, they both permitted to pour their waters. If they did not make an erev together, one made an erev for itself, and the second one did not make an erev at all. Zoo, Shalai Erva, Asura. The one that did not make the Erev is permitted. But Sha'erva Mutar is the one that made the Erev is permitted. Wavad, as long as Shalai Tishpach Lady Baguma, that they don't pour directly into the pit. Tishpach Balia, just that they pour in the upper story of him, Yerdin Laguma, and they then go down to the pit, which the Be'agurla says that the specific halachas in the pit is what's explained in Shimon Zayin. Hagar Sizra Ma, the Koichi Bechatzah, Shin Mureva Shari. Because the halacha of koicha, which is an indirect cause, it's like your force in the courtyard, that when there's no Erev, that's permitted, says the Torah. Word in same thing is machatzah yisim arba amas. The courtyard is 1 dalad amas. The shtein mutar mechayah. God, they're both permitted in such a case. Vein shirch l'guma, they don't need a pit. That's what they say. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot now. That these 2 upper stories that open up to a chatzah, one opposite the other. Ba'achas asa guma b'chulu, and one made a pit in the courtyard, samachla near it. Neged aliyasa, opposite the upper story. So the Dish number 2 says, explains that this they permitted for the members of the upper story to pour the water into the pit, that specifically when the Guma is near to the Aliyah. It's not far from it, as going to explain later on in the Allah the Masal Achas. It's not similar to what was explained in Shabbanach and Shalom Zayin, that there's no difference where you make the pit in the Chatzah. Here it does make a difference. Sivkot and Beit. So one of them made a pit in the Chatzah, so that they can pour into the courtyard, that doesn't have 4 amas, so that they can pour the water. Because that's such a courtyard. Now let it pour water. When it doesn't have a pit for it, like we mentioned, the submission in the time, it's look over there. But yes, now when the courtyard has 4 amas, I'm just saying, Siv, by God, look at the end of the paragraph, and you're right over there. Siv, cut, and gimel. So, the second one did not make a pit. So if they made an erev together, they could both pour. They both made a lishbeth, the name, to pour that water. Afila toicha gumal hedge, even directly into the pit, which the Shartzit Eisbei says, and I'm be concerned that by both them pouring can increase the water, and the one pit will not be sufficient to contain the sasayim, which is, that's the share of wastewater for one person that utilizes every single day, says the Gemara. The reason for this, look in Siman Shin and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kot and Ches, which the Dershu Torah brings, that there he writes that someone that made in this Chatzar Guma, which could contain two so of water, you could pour into it as much as you want to, because a chamor misaket to make a guma because of a hecker, of a recognition, that you shouldn't directly come to pour into Rosh Hashanah. But once you made the sign, you could pour out as much as you want, even though for sure the water is going to go outside. The same thing over here, when they both make a nerve together as one, and they can sit as one, they're allowed to pour as much as they want to, because since they have a guma in their chalzer, they're not going to pour directly into the Rosh Hashanah. So if cut and down, now if they did not make a nerve together as one, and one of them made an error for themselves, and the second one did not make an error. Oh, so Isa Shasa Guma, the one that made the pit, and Kol Shechineha, with all her neighbors, Hadar Metzla Baliyasa, that lived next to her in the upper story. Marion's talking about, but she yesh mir peset, that there's a porch left in Kalaliya in front of every upper story. And therefore they all enter from their apartment from the second floor to the porch. Der pes aliyah, through the opening of the upper story, and from that is where they come down to the chatzah. The Sharat Sinai Skinner says, because if there was no mepeset at all in front of the upper stories, then even if both of them did not make an error at all, it also would be permitted that one that made the uka, the pit in front of it, sifkatan hay. So it's saying that in such a case, the one that did not make an error is asur, is forbidden. Afilim asas agam king, even if she also made a pit, which the Sharat Zin Oisei says, and the truth is, very difficult, according to this, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Why did the Shulchan Aruch say the case that the second one did not make a guma, even if she made it be forbidden, because she did not make an error? The Bi'ar Gur, he writes, that's a toy cipher, in the words of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, and has to say, one of them made a ukul atzma, and the second one did not make, the one that did not make is forbidden. And the Taz writes that there's some paragraph missing in the words of the Torah, and therefore it seems like these daiti that they're both true, and they should say achas asa ukla asma v'shneila asazon. In such a case, that's talking about when both of them made an erev, or when one made an erev for itself, and the second one, this is talking about when both of them made pits, did not make an erev. So in that case, the one that did not make an erev is going to be forbidden, and the one that made an erev is going to be permitted. And so the truth regarding an uka, depends who made the uka. He said, you know that I also left out the teretz in the Magen Avraham instead of cotton bays, where he writes that Imerva Bechulu, which the Dershon number 8 brings, that he writes that if the people of the upper story did not make a guma, and they made it there for themselves, so they consider it as a regular materis b'mkem, they're permitted now in their own place, that they don't make a permitted in Shalad b'mkem, as the Shachan Achareis later on Shana and Chesed Beis, and permitted for the one that made the guma to pour directly from their house to the pit, but when they did not make an air for themselves, then the regular Asur b'mkem, then the Bnei Aliyah have to make a guma to pour the water onto the mepeset, and from there, then the water goes down by itself to the guma. So he says, I didn't write because many of the Achareis my masik on this, which Dershon number 9 brings. The Tosfos Shabbos asks that the halacha regulam teres v'asura is only said by chatzeres that are one from within the other one, that the people from the inner one, they have a right of way in the outer one. And discussion is, do we say that their legs, that their right of way, make it forbidden on the outer one? Or do you say that since they made air for themselves, they're like removed from the outer ones, which is not the case over here, that the chatzer is meant for the utility of the two upper stories equally. This that the one b'nei aliyah made air in their own place, that's not considered they removed themselves from the chatzer, because the chatzer is functions the utility for both of them equally. And therefore, or even if it's regular materis, still would make the chatzah forbidden. And he writes, it's possible that for that reason, the Magen Avraham himself remains with a tzarech in. Now, back to the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkot and Hay is telling us that this one, the dynamic erev, is forbidden. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Afilim asa gam ken guma, even if it also made a pit. Choshkin, all the morsel of him had the iron mechabit that were according to the mechabit's toma b'shloas the gemara and did not make a pit. V'loyim ibon, I don't know if they tell you shasru lo hitzia kliyim ha-sheif chenerech ha-chatzat gumasa de dinala, take out the vessel with the wastewater through the courtyard till the pit. Oy lo hitzia lo mepes order to take it out to the porch to hold the air because they didn't make an air. Elfa lishpach b'beisa, even to pour out in its house. She'e l'chamayim ha-atzman lo mepes that the water should go on its own to the porch and misham yir lo matav adiris should go down. Gapkinos has also been the chashim concern shemiyachus al kilkul b'beisa. He might be concerned about that he's ruining his house. That it shouldn't get filthy from the wastewater. We're concerned that he might then come
come to take the vessel with the wastewater to the porch explicitly. Now that's shared equally for all the residents of the upper story. It didn't make an erev between them. And therefore, it's forbidden even from his house. But the one who made the erev is permitted. But as long as we mentioned that they made a pit, but without a pit, then forbidden to pour in her house or to the porch, that the water should go down to the courtyard. Because then definitely it's going to go down from the courtyard to the shosham. Even if our friend made a pit, and the water is going to go down from the courtyard to that pit, it's still forbidden because the chashim were concerned. She's going to be concerned for the ruining of the courtyard. She'll tell them that it shouldn't get ruined from the wastewater and it's going to the pit. And since the pit is far from it, he's going to carry out the vessel of the house with the wastewater to the courtyard so that he can go directly and pour it directly to the pit. But they didn't make it ever together. Sivkot and Zayin, as long as they don't pour directly into the pit, rather they pour on the aliyah and it goes down to the guma. Because the chatzim is shut lavash neim. Because again, the courtyard is shared by both of them. They didn't make an eiv together. They're not allowed to go down into the chatzim. Sivkot and Chas, and the Ramah explained because the koich in the chatzim b'chul, because the koich in the chatzim that there's no eiv is permitted. But someone, what it means today is avagav the chatzim, even though the courtyard shal guma bay. That the pit is in the chayach, which name belongs to both of them. And the water is going down there into the pit from his kayach. That's okay. Kayach, if you're not directly carrying, but it's through your force in a non-Erev chatzar, that's okay. Sivkot and Taz. The Ramah said, same thing is, if the chatzar is more than Dalat Amas, the Shneim B'Tar M'Chul, that they're both permitted in such a case, and they don't need the Guma. And that is Lishbuch Gamal Mepesa, that is to pour also on the porch for Sheir L'Chatzar, that should go down into the courtyard. They're not concerned that he's going to carry out the vessel with the water to the chatzar, to pour into the pit that his friend made. Because the kimish is b'chatzar, share of amas, since the chatzar has a measurement of dalat amas, b'shir shurachav gizeh, oh, such a wide measurement, roshi b'al ha'mayim m'kameh, it's fit that the water would be absorbed in its place. The court is not going to get ruined. And sivkot nyun, and therefore v'ein, you don't need the pit. So even if one did make a pit on the side of his upper story, that the second one's going to take a vessel with the wastewater today, because again, that's a shear that'll get absorbed in the chatzah without ruining it, and therefore they're not going to come to carry through the pit. That one of them made a pit in the chatzah when it's not dalat amas. So, basis of quotes, the Pirshat Tosfos on this sugya, which the Dershon number 6 brings, that the people from the upper story that made a pit near their upper story, and for the people from that aliyah that did not make the guma, it's forbidden for them to pour the water, because since the pit is far from the aliyah, the Chazal considered that the people from the upper story, they don't want to pour that water through the porch downward, because since the water is going to ruin the chatzar, and therefore they're going to take the vessels down with water to the chatzar with the intention of pouring into the pit, and it comes out that they're carrying water that was shevis in the bayis to the chatzar, and that's the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Vav. It says, there's also for the Rambam and his Pirshim and Sinai, a different Pirsh on this Mishnah, and that's how he went also in his halachas. But according to the Pirshat Tesis, that's how the Rashbam and Yifod writes, and that's how the most Mepharshim. How's the Rambam? So in addition number 7, the Rambam explains that the reason that it's us for the people in the upper story that did not make the pit to pour the water to the chatzar is because since we're going to permit them to pour the water to the chatzar that's without an Erev, they're going to come to carry out the vessels that start of Shabbos in the house to the chatzar without an Erev, which is not the case by the people in the upper story that made a pit. They know that it's permitted for them to pour only because they made the Guma. And according to this reason, the Pirshat writes that there's no difference where the place of the Guma is, and that even if the Guma is far from the two, equally from the two upper stories, still the ones who made it, they're permitted to utilize it, and the ones, and not for the second one, which is not the case according to Tosfos, it's only permitted to the one that the Guma is actually near it. One made an air for itself, one did not. According to the case that the Mechabit initially describes, that one did not make a Guma, so this halacha would be, even when they both made an air each one for their own selves, that the one that made the Guma would be permitted, and the one that did not make the Guma would be forbidden to the Achrenim. The Ramah said that same thing is if a chatzah is more than dalat amas, it's permitted for both of them in such a case. It's a lot of davka. The same thing is even if it's exactly arba amas, not more, as we said in Shimon and Zayin. And the Divim Maskel Ben Tzich Leguma, they don't need a pit. So look in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud, which that's what he was saying, that Therefore, even if someone made the pit, we're not concerned that you're going to come to carry. Now, the Taz Mefaklik in the words of Beis Yosef, and he holds it, since there is a Guma B'chatzah, we are concerned that he's going to take out his vessel with the wastewater to over there. And he brings a Rai for this from the Rav Amagin, and many Achren reject his proof. That Rav Amagin is not going only on the Reisha, the words of Rambam, not on the Sefer. And anyways, many Achren write, like Rashi, that Tumah B'chatzah, that's less than Dalar Amas. And also look at Natsi Amagin, that the same thing is in the winter months, that you don't need a Uka, as we said in Shinon Zayin, that even if it's less than Dalar Amas, again, this halacha would be that both of them would be permitted. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 5, the Mishnah in Erev and the Peches says that only those that made a pit are permitted. The Gemara says within the Pites, Rabbi says, we didn't learn this only when they did not make an Erev, but they made an Erev, it's permitted. And when they don't make an Erev, what's the reason why not? So Rabbi Asher says, it's a gzera, because they might come to carry out money the batim lahasam, the vessels from the house to over there. So we see that even when they don't make an Erev, still, for the people of the upper story that made the guma, it's permitted for them to pour out their water to the chatzar. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that only when the members of the upper story made an Erev and they made a guma, it's permitted for them to pour out the water. The Bach asks, the Gemara doesn't mention this condition. So he answers, there's Tumah that there's a porch in front of the upper stories, that all the people of the second story go out that way to the chatzar, and they made an Erev, that is, that the residents in the Aliyahs made an Erev between themselves so that they could carry out the vessels that start up Shabbos in the house into the porch, so that they could pour out the water over there, and the water goes down to the chatzar. But if they don't make an Erev, then forbidden them to carry out the water to the Mepesed and to pour out the wastewater over there.